97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give them 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Ohio Governor John Kasich is reportedly suspending his presidential campaign today. Kasich has scheduled a late afternoon news conference in Columbus. He abruptly canceled an earlier news briefing in Northern Virginia. Kasich has won only one primary contest in his home state of Ohio.
I would love to run against them, and I'm absolutely confident that not only we would beat them, but we'd beat them by a pretty large number. I think that while the path is narrow, and I do not deny that for a moment, I think we can pull off one of the great political upsets in the history of the United States.
That's Bernie Sanders saying he'd love a shot to run against Trump in the race for the White House. Sanders says Trump doesn't have the policy background, the demeanor, or the big ideas to be the commander-in-chief. Sanders facing an uphill climb to get the Democratic nomination against Hillary Clinton. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Texas authorities say they found an explosive device under a bridge near a rural community of Rosebud. The McLennan County Sheriff's Office and a bomb squad used a water cannon to disable the device last night. Officials say the homemade bomb had shotgun shells and flammable liquid inside a container. The device, designed to blow shrapnel, and would have been extremely dangerous had it gone off. A bill that would have let Georgia students carry concealed guns on college campuses is dead. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
The Republican Governor Nathan Deal vetoed the measure along with a proposal to let people carry guns in churches. Supporters of the campus carry law had argued it would let students better protect themselves. Opponents said it would make it more difficult for police to do their jobs. Governor Deal said if lawmakers want to protect students, they should enact tougher penalties for carrying illegal weapons on campus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The TSA plans to boost checkpoint staffing at many of the nation's airports this summer. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson announced today that TSA will add more screeners and bomb-sniffing dogs to handle an increased volume of airport traffic. He also said that he's directed the agency to take steps to minimize travel disruptions caused by longer lines. May the 4th be with you. Today is actually Star Wars Day. It's an unofficial holiday to celebrate all things Star Wars. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. This is the second hour of our show on Wednesdays. Today's May 4th. It's 4:05 in the afternoon. Thank you so much for listening in. I'm going to give you a quick update on the weather if you happen to be in central New Jersey. This afternoon, showers likely, cloudy with a high of 51. Showers likely before 8 p.m. tonight, and then showers likely with patchy drizzle between 8 and 10. Then patchy drizzle with a chance of showers after 10 p.m., cloudy with a low about 46. That continues pretty much on Thursday all day, 50% chance of precipitation, cloudy with a high about 56, and then continuing through the night with a low of 48. On Friday, showers likely, mainly after 9 a.m., cloudy with a high of 59. Showers through Friday night, likely, mostly cloudy with a low of 48. It's a little bit better on Saturday. Chance of showers after 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high of 67. And then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low of 51 on Saturday night. Chance of showers before 3 p.m. on Sunday with a high of 68. And then partly cloudy with a low about 45 on Sunday night. Monday is going to be mostly sunny all day with a high of 70. So we've got just one quick break going, a commercial break that I want you to listen to and stand by for us. And then we're going to have a conversation with our call-in guest today. We just love him. He is a rising star, and his name is Brandon Manoukian. I'm going to get the confirmation. I think that's right. Anyway, he's worked as a writer, actor, and director on both stage and screen, and is a co-owner of the arts company Love Drunk Life. He developed the Page to Stage series for the Princeton Public Library, and his original plays, Grim Women, Peter Pan is Dead, and The Most Awkward Love Life of Peabody Magoo, have played throughout New York, Philadelphia, and New Jersey. He's currently, his project that we're going to talk about today is called Happy Yummy Chicken. It's a film that he has both written and stars in. It's going to be so much fun to hear from him. So stand by. We'll be right back. One quick break, and you're listening to Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and my business partner, Colleen Kelly of Mariah Media.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
This is Cheryl Davis coming at you from the Happy Yummy Chicken restaurant in Holmesdale, New Jersey, where after being dumped by her boyfriend just 2 weeks ago, 29-year-old Marilyn Spaulding came in for a plate of chicken and never left.
I mean, we're open 24/7, so she's got every right to be here. We just ask that she keep buying the chicken, which she does.
It's good chicken.
While Marilyn racks up the chicken bones, she also racks up the fans.
I saw on Twitter and rushed right over. I'm supposed to be babysitting, but I just left.
I had never been so moved by a news report in my life.
So, we decided to turn the story into a musical.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9! You'll be filmed at this audition and throughout the rehearsal process, should you be cast. That's not something you're comfortable with. I'm sure somewhere there's a community theater production of Godspell that would be happy to have you.
One time, that boy over there, while I was auditioning for a regional theater production of Cats, he kicked me in the back. I still booked it.
Sarah Del Casserole, the director.
Claus! Claus! Wait! Chicken air! Drop more eggs! Create more life! Create more eggs!
I have seen a woman dance around in a play in olive oil and take an olive out of her vagina and eat it. I mean, but this is great, my friend. This is... Wow!
Playing a wounded lover.
It's amazing. Loves it.
We have all done crazy things for love.
I left 10 pounds of coleslaw in his bed.
just left it there.
I wanted to have a baby, but he didn't, so I started poking holes in all his condoms.
I really wanted the part of the lead, and so I poisoned the girl who got the part. She's still in that coma.
Give me some passion!
Loving things that drive you absolutely insane, that's something.
What's so great about the theater is this. It connects us in a way that we all want to be connected.
I feel like we were reaching out to define insanity, and I think we did that.
An absolutely true theatrical triumph.
Yes, queen!
Oh, shoot. I think that means it's about to start. Or does that mean there's a fire? Is there a fire? Hello?
All right, that's the trailer there for the film that we're going to talk about with the actual written, and he's a star in it. His name is Brandon Manoukian. Are you there, Brandon?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Apologies. Great. We are so excited to have you here on Talented People today calling in.
I'm excited to be here.
All right, so we want to know, just give me 1 second here to get this thing closed off because I was getting a little interruption there. I'm going to give you a little bit of an introduction again. Brandon is, he's worked as a writer, actor, and director on both stage and screen. He's the co-owner of the arts company Love Drunk Life, developed page-to-stage series for Princeton Public Library, and his original plays Grim Women, Peter Pan is Dead, and The Most Awkward Love Life of Peabody Magoon, or Magoo, is played throughout New York, Philadelphia, and New Jersey. He's currently working on this project that he actually, it's a film. It's his first film. Is that right?
Yes.
And you wrote it and star in it. Is that right?
Yes, it is right.
We're just like Colleen, my business partner here from Mariah Media. I know you know who she is. She's and I just dying looking at your all-star cast and just saying, oh my God. Like, okay, let's talk about this for a second. I'm going to say some info on Happy Yummy Chicken, which is what the trailer was you just listened to. It's a mockumentary starring Taryn Manning, Orange is the New Black, Hustle and Flow, Crossroads, Diane Guerrero, Jane the Virgin, Orange is the New Black, Suzanne Douglas, How Stella Got Her Groove Back, Lifetime's Whitney movie, which is unbelievable, Emma Miles, Orange is the New Black, Elaine Bromka of Uncle Buck, and Jessica Romano of Jerseylicious, Glam Fairy. That's a familiar name, I think, from one of your past productions. Is that right?
Yeah, we've worked together a bunch.
Yeah, that's so great. Okay, and Happy Yummy Chicken follows two men as they create a musical inspired by a news story of a woman sitting in a fried chicken restaurant for 2 months after a breakup. It's a satire of true events. And so welcome to the show again. And it's so good to hear your voice and see that you went from stage in Philadelphia last week, caught up, to now you have a film.
Yes.
Tell us all about everything.
So the film, as you said, it's a satire of true events. And I kind of really just expanded on this idea of this woman sitting in this chicken restaurant. And I know that a lot of times in my life, when I go through something, I'll write a play about it. So in the film, it's these two guys, and they're creating a musical about this news story that they encounter. It kind of goes from there.
Well, the entire feature-length film was shot in 6 days. Is that right?
Yes. That is right.
How did you do that? And how did you get this cast and everything?
Well, we definitely didn't sleep for those 6 days.
That,
you know, being my first film, I think is kind of ignorance is bliss that we were able to do it as fast and quick as we did. And I mean, it is shot as a documentary, so there's certain things that can just move quicker than if you're shooting it traditionally, because the setup time is less. But it still was like we were just really working very hard and very focused for the 6 days.
So I want to mention to everybody that Happy Yummy Chicken is going to premiere at the Hoboken International Film Festival on June 5th of 2016. And Colleen's saying, we have got to go to that in the studio. Right, Colleen?
Yeah.
Like you just said, yeah. All right. So hold on one second. This is already time for our first break, but we're going to get through these three commercials really quick, and then we're going to focus on our, you know, film director. He's the writer of the film. It's unbelievable. Happy Yummy Chicken. So just stand by. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's 4:18 on May 4th. Hope you're having a lovely afternoon. Our guest today is calling in from, I'm not sure where he's at actually right now. Brandon, where are you?
Right now I'm in Lumberton.
Oh, okay. Lumberton, New Jersey. Yeah. Brandon Manoukian, and he's talking about a film that he both wrote and stars in, and it's called Happy Yummy Chicken, and it's going to be premiering at the Hoboken International Film Festival on June 5th, and the entire feature-length film was only shot in 6 days, and it's his first film. And he's got an amazing cast. And so Colleen, being the expert that she is on film and everything about that, and even Orange is the New Black, I must add.
One of my favorite shows.
She talks about it all the time. I love it. All right. So, Brandon, back to you. Tell us about the film. Just all about it.
So it's definitely a comedy. And it's, you know, a satire of news, but also just my life working in theater, really. So it is my first film, but it's about a topic that I'm super familiar with, which is theater. So it was a great sort of avenue into film for me.
So, like, okay, how did you go from being kind of like on the stage and writing for the stage to even getting yourself into this project?
Well, I had wanted to do film for a long time just because it's a medium that allows you to reach so many people. And people can, you know, they don't have to leave the house. They can just watch you from home. So in that sense, it was, I wanted to do it to just expand the reach of my work. And also just to start having some preservation of my work, because in theater, what's amazing about it is you do it and then it's done and it's gone. But this is preserved forever, which is kind of cool.
Kind of, just a little bit. It's like, I'm sitting here thinking about a person listening with, like, me and Colleen. And it's like, you know, some people say, I want to do that before I die. But most people don't just say, okay, you know what? I really want to make a film and I'm going to write it and I'm going to have it out there and I'm just going to get it out there. It's going to be, you know, entered as a premiere at the Hoboken International Film Festival. How do you go from having something on stage that you say to be, it's a totally different industry. Like, you know, how did you get someone to care and how did you get this cast?
Taryn Manning had read some writing that I had done, and we got to talking originally about us writing a film together, and then at the time I had already was in pre-production for the film, and I was like, will you read this, and I'd love you to do it, but if at least the very least you could just give me feedback. And then she read it and she said she wanted to do it, and she kind of brought on the other girls from Orange is the New Black.
What, that is just the most exciting thing
I swear.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was an unexpected development in the writing or in the producing of the film, because I had I wrote the film, I guess, in like November 2014, and then we filmed it in May 2015, like a year ago. So even from writing it just to getting it up, it was a really, really quick process. And so for that to happen in that time, it was totally unexpected, but it was awesome. It was just a great experience to work with people like that.
I bet. And I just feel like all the stars must be aligned for you, because this looks like it's just going to take off. And I can't wait to see it.
It looks hysterical.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you build like a really strong like camaraderie with the cast and everybody? And how did everybody know what to do? Were they practicing before you filmed it for 6 days? What about that production or whatever you want to call it?
I mean, we had an amazing director named Anna Lloyd Bradshaw, who she actually came on 2 weeks before we started filming, because our original director, he had booked this really amazing, amazing theater job. So it wasn't, I understood when he took that, but so she came on and she just was incredible, and it really required people to think on their feet, because we were just moving at such a quick pace. They had a little bit of time in advance to there's some music in the film and dance, so they had a little bit in advance with the music, but not long at all. But what was great about it is we're filming it documentary style, and part of the story is the rehearsal process. So we kind of filmed them actually rehearsing, and they were able to use that footage and use it in the story in the final film.
Wow, that's so cool. You know, like, I do agree with Colleen, like, the way that all the stars line up in a row, but I have to make a little bit of a joke. I know you were so kind and supportive to your ex, you know, director that you said had to take another awesome job, but it reminds me of that Summer of 69 Bryan Adams song where he's like, me and some guys from school had a band, we tried real hard, he quit, Jody got married, should have known we never get far. It's like, must have been like, oh, boo-hoo, and then all of a sudden you see, like, you're so supportive again to him, and then who walks in but Anna Lloyd Bradshaw, and it all goes right back into what's the ultimate, you know, universe of good, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I always laugh at that song. My son, Brandon, you're my Brandon, you know, second son. That was his favorite song. So for some reason, I just put you two in my head together. And when you were saying that, I was just picturing him singing that when he was like 5 years old. But anyway, Yeah. So now what happens? What happens? Like, okay, so you had it all done, and then it's been a year now, and it's coming out. What's all like? You know, what's
the process that you go through?
Yeah.
Everything is a huge learning process because it is my first film, so I'm learning so much along the way. So we took, a while to edit it. We have an amazing editor named Aidan Hakimi, and he, Anna, and I, spent months just looking at it and perfecting it, and then just submitting to a lot of festivals, and now it's finally... We'll be at one, and then we're taking it to the Philly Fringe Festival in September, and then hopefully a few others.
What about, like, when you say that Happy Yummy Chicken is going to premiere at the Hoboken International Film Festival? What does that mean on June 5th?
That means it's the first time that the film is going to be shown in public.
Wow.
Other than my living room.
Yeah, like that must be fun, though.
Okay, if one wanted to go to see your premiere, how would they go about, is there a website up for the film festival? Can they go to your...
Yeah, they have a website, and then I just put the link up for tickets on happyyummychicken.com.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what's your favorite scene in it.
Like...
Do you have one?
There's a scene in the rehearsal in the musical. There's like this Greek chorus of singing pieces of fried chicken that they create, based off of this news story of this woman sitting in a chicken restaurant. And there's a scene in it where the director, who's played by the amazing Suzanne Douglas, she's kind of doing some character work with them and getting them in the mindset of a chicken from like hatching to clucking to all that. So it's really, really funny scene, and Suzanne is just like out of this world hilarious in it.
Oh my god!
That's what I would say would be my favorite scene to watch.
Did you, when you were writing it, did you see that when you saw the final film? Now, was it what you thought of when you were writing it?
Some of it. and then other things, no, but not in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
It just really evolved as we started to put our cast together. And certain people like Susanna, I wrote her part for her. But then so many of the new people, they just brought things out of it that I never could have envisioned in such a positive way.
I love that. I can just totally picture it, too. It's so much fun to see it come together, I bet. What about, where did you film it at?
We filmed it in New Jersey, mostly in Montclair, the town. And I went to college at Montclair State University. So.
Oh, it's funny. So did my husband.
And then I'm originally from Lumberton, New Jersey, which is where I'm at today, calling from. And I think our first day of filming, we filmed in Lumberton. So it was like a nice... trips through my life.
That's so great. So what is it, what happens on like the production side as far as like, okay, so you had this idea, you got it all together, now it's done, and then you, like you said, you're out there, and I guess in that world the promotional side is to enter into these award international film festivals and so on, is that right?
Yeah, and we're trying to do that just to build buzz and to hopefully sell it to a distributor.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any experience, or the people that you're working with certainly do, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely learning a lot from like Suzanne and Taryn, and I have so many questions for them, and they've been very gracious with sharing their knowledge, so I'm learning all about that.
It is a fascinating world. We had another guest on that was a producer of a film, and it was kind of cool talking to him, and he shared with us a lot of it's a different world. It's like completely different, and there's all kinds of on the production side. I don't know if you ever delved into this because I know you're a Jersey boy in your love of heart, which I stay as well. There are incentives in certain states if you come and film in their states, and the distribution side. It's like fascinating world.
Yeah, so I'm just starting to learn all of that. So luckily, I'm surrounded by people who have taken time to mentor me and have my best interest at heart, because that's not always the case.
Right. But you know what? There's something about you that, you know, like, again, Colleen, she's looking over smiling and I'm thinking, you know, it is. It's like, I think it has to do with your personality, the way you are. You bring in good people that do look out for your best interests.
Oh, thank you.
So where are you going to go from here? What do you see next?
So, you know, now the fun part with the film is just we're putting together a lot of fun promotional stuff for it. We'll be doing the different festivals. And then I've written some other things that we're just trying to get funding for. And then I'll be in a musical called James and the Giant Peach this summer.
That's cute.
So I'll be doing a little bit of that in between the film festivals.
So great. And then,
well, I could just see a happy, yummy chicken franchise down the road.
Oh my God, you can see it.
Restaurant, yep.
Open 24 hours a day.
Heartbreak.
Oh my God.
Hey, yes. I have a question about the, is it 325 pieces of chicken that she eats?
Probably even more.
Is there, I just read that somewhere.
Yeah. Plus 325 plus pieces of fried chicken. She sits in the film in the restaurant for 2 months.
Tell us a little bit about that, because it is so funny to think about. Like, okay, so you say that it starts with the whole she was broken up with, and so she was down in the dumps. So tell us about that, a little bit of the story.
Yeah, so I mean, it is based off of a real incident that happened. That the woman only sat in the restaurant for, I think, a week.
Only 100 pieces of chicken, right?
Yeah, it's still a long time, I think, to do that. But then in the film, I make it a 2-month stay eating chicken. So she is going through this, and slowly the news starts to pick up on it, and she kind of gets this mini cult following. And then these two guys make a musical about her. But it's really just, like, all these people reacting to this woman doing something really simple and kind of just minding her own business. And it kind of just speaks to how, you know, news stories in today's day and age, they go viral so quick. And she's just kind of living in her truth, and then people are reacting around her. But it really has nothing to do with her.
That's so creative now. I could just, I think we're like completely get it, right, Colleen? You could just picture it, like the way that this would happen. And your observations, really, about, like you say, these simple, normal things just go completely crazy because people are fascinated by the simple and the quirky and the funny.
And by other people's business.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. There you go. What about, like, it's funny, mockumentary, you call it. I know Colleen recognized that in term immediately, but I was just wondering, has that been around for a long time?
Yeah. I guess, like, a great example would be the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yes.
Which is, like, a dark mockumentary, like, just a fake documentary.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but it was, like, that the whole story behind that is also, like, a viral story, right? Just about it.
Like, a Best in Show.
Oh, I love that.
Stuff like that, yeah.
So excited for you.
Thank you.
So what do you say out there to people who have, you know, films on in their mind or, like, something about, you know, your choices as to and how you've gotten to where you are so far?
Everything in my mind is, like, it's super cliche, but it's, like, just do it. And don't be afraid to, when the moment presents itself, to, you know, if you want to work with people who are at a higher level than you, you should seek that out, because that's a great way that you'll learn. And, you know, I didn't expect anyone that I asked to do the film to say yes, but they did. And, you know, there's certainly times I ask people to work on different things that I've created, and they say no, but it's just not letting the rejection deter you.
And a lot of people are afraid to ask because, you know, they think, oh gosh, that's she's such a big star. She doesn't have time, but at least you can ask. And then if they say no, they say no. But look at what happened to you.
They said yes, all of them, right?
Yeah, sometimes it works out.
That's so great. Really, Brandon. Is there anything else you want to share with everybody? We're going to put the trailer back on after the next break, but if you're caught up, we'll let you go, and we're just going to celebrate your film.
Thank you so much. I think that's about it.
Well, we want you to keep us posted on everything. If you want to come back on right after you have your premiere at the Hoboken International Film Festival on the 5th of June, share with us what's going on. You know how much we love you.
Yeah, and then when we do it, I'll come back right before we do it in Philly. You guys will have to come because we're going to throw a party in Philly in September, so you guys have to come to the party.
We'd love to come to the party.
We love drunk life. We'll be there. Oh, so funny. All right, listen, we're going to let you go. We're going to go to the break, and we're going to play your trailer again, and then we're already almost at the end of our show here, 4:35 in the afternoon on Talented People with our guest who called in, Brandon Manoukian, and he's on Twitter. Brandon, what's your Twitter feed?
Brandon Manoukian.
There you go. Easy
and,
enough.
And I, there also, you have a Facebook page for this Happy Yummy Chicken also.
Yeah.
So I invite everyone to, because it's very humorous in its own, you know, all the posts, so... I invite people to go and like it and share it because it looks like it's going to be a big hit. So we can't wait to see it.
Yeah, we can't wait to see it. In the meantime, we're going to the break. Again, Brandon, all the best. And keep us posted. And we're going to listen to the trailer right after. Stay with us from Talented People. Take care, Brandon.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We have redefined what a foam roller can be and created the most versatile rolling and trigger point tool ever made.
One of our goals is to make a product using materials that are not only incredibly durable, but also eco-friendly. We achieve this by using Pop Foam NT, which is the highest quality, tough molded foam in the world, certified non-toxic.
I really haven't seen a product come along that has revolutionized foam rolling, like the Eclipse Roller from Mackie Mobility. This foam roller takes it to the next level.
This is Cheryl Davis coming at you from the Happy Yummy Chicken restaurant in Holmesdale, New Jersey, where after being dumped by her boyfriend just 2 weeks ago, 29-year-old Marilyn Spaulding came in for a plate of chicken and never left.
I mean, we're open 24/7, so she's got every right to be here. We just ask that she keep buying the chicken, which she does.
It's good chicken.
While Marilyn racks up the chicken bones, she also racks up the fans.
I saw on Twitter and rushed right over. I'm supposed to be babysitting, but I just left.
I had never been so moved by a news report in my life.
So, we decided to turn the story into a musical.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9!
You'll be filmed at this audition and throughout the rehearsal process, should you be cast. That's not something you're comfortable with. I'm sure somewhere there's a community theater production of Godspell that would be happy to have you.
One time, that boy over there, while I was auditioning for a regional theater production of Cats, he kicked me in the back. I still booked it.
Sarah Del Casserole, the director.
Claus! Claus! Wait! Chicken air! Drop more eggs! Create more life! Create more eggs!
I've seen a woman dance around in a plate in olive oil and take an olive out of her vagina and eat it. And even this is great, my friend. This is... Wow!
Playing a wounded lover.
It's amazing. Loves it.
We have all done crazy things for love.
I left 10 pounds of coleslaw in his bed. Just left it there.
I wanted to have a baby, but he didn't, so I started poking holes in all his condoms.
I really wanted the part of the lead, and so I poisoned the girl who got the part. She's still in that coma.
Give me some passion!
Loving things that drive you absolutely insane. That's something.
What's so great about the theater is this. It connects us in a way that we all want to be connected.
I feel like we were reaching out to define insanity, and I think we did that.
An absolutely true theatrical triumph.
Yes, queen!
Oh, shoot. I think that means it's about to start. Or does that mean there's a fire? Is there a fire? Hello?
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
And I want everybody out there to know again that Andy Z is a multi-time award-winning performer. And I call out that Return to Andyland particularly because it is a Santa Choice Award winner, which you know we always feature as well. And then there's the Grand Scream of Things. So, Andy, tell us a little bit about that title as well, because that was relatively new. And then we want to get right back into your classic songs and traditional tunes that are coming up.
Well, the Grand Scream of Things is a Halloween audio play. You know, the Andyland series that I had with the Welcome and Return and Summer in Andyland, those were all, I consider them audio play because they had, you know, dialogue tracks in between, but more so it was like a tour and I was the tour guide. This Halloween audio play, The Grand Scream of Things, is more of a script. It's more of a true audio play. Mm-hmm. So there's an arc to the story. There's a climax. There's a, you know, and there's a protagonist.
There's a lesson learned.
And there's a lesson learned as well. And so it just by its nature, by that nature, you know, that aspect of it, of the story, it also is for older kids as well. You could say tweeners or 8 to 12 year olds. And the song material is accessible. And I found much more accessible than I thought it would be for my younger fans. And it was accessible to them, but it's also, accessible to, the older kids as well. So, it ended up being just a really wonderful experience all the way around. And, I still want to make a TV special out of it or something, but we'll see what happens, you know?
I think you're on your way, that's for sure. I love the way that you do cover topics like Halloween and also water, geek, summer, Frosty, the snowman. How is that just part of the way that you feel you are connecting with your fans?
Some subject matter and ideas for songs just come to me. Some are actually come from kids. Like, for example, with the title track of my very first album, Pockets, I actually got that from a child who came up to me at a daycare I was playing at and said, "Look, Andy Z, I've got Pockets." And I said, "Yeah, you do have Pockets." I said, "Hey, that is
really cute.
Thing. If you're a kid and you've got Pockets, I mean, it's such a, we take them for granted, obviously, but gosh, if you've got Pockets, like all the stuff you can put in your pockets." So that's kind of what I mean. But so I get inspired by the kids, but also, you know, in the case of Drink More Water, I was actually asked to write a song for, healthy drinking water in daycare, campaigns in California, and also for, you know, hydration campaigns for children to remind them to drink more water and when to drink more water. So, you know, the inspiration and the ideas come from various places. Yeah,
and those that are so purposeful, you know, we congratulate you and thank you on as well, because that is a very important subject matter. It must be fun to be approached to ask to write things that mean so much.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And their brand new initiative called the Santa Choice Awards. I'm with Colleen, Jeannie, and Bart, and they're going to tell us about the awards program and how you can get involved. Colleen, tell me how the awards program got started.
Well, the awards program is run by Mariah Media, and they're a media outlet with television, radio, print assets. And the award program has many different categories, and they are it's a consumer website where people and parents can go and find the
best
products.
So I can purchase something on there. So tell me some things that I might find if I go on the website for the Santa's Choice Awards. And is that the site that I'm going to look for? Santa's Choice. What do I Google?
SantaChoiceAwards.com.
SantaChoiceAwards.com. So if I Google that, or I put that in there and I go on there, what kind of products am I going to see?
There's actually about 25 different categories of products. They range from apparel, pets, what you'd expect from Santa, just for dad, just for mom, toys, and books. And you can, if the supplier of a product, you can go to the website Santa Choice Awards and actually enter the product online. And as a consumer, you can go there and see the reviews of those that have earned the award.
That's great.
And purchase them and be led to their website.
So if I have a product, a brand new product or something that's been on the market, does it have to be brand new, or can it be something that's been on the market to look for an award?
Do not have a release date restriction, and Santa is classic, you know. So there's a lot of products out there that have a lot of call for entry into the Santa Choice Awards program, because Mariah Media is the platform that reaches millions of consumers, which is how once a company or product wins an award, including an author, they're promoted through those media assets.
That's great. Okay, so as a mommy of five, if I wanted to do all my Christmas shopping and I hit Mariah Media, and I hit the Santa's Choice Awards, I could pretty much cover grandma all the way down to baby.
To your dog.
Absolutely. To my dog and my kitty,
absolutely.
Too.
Pets are actually a big deal.
All right. Yeah. Actually, do you know that we spend more money on our pets than we do on our children? And that's because our pets cannot talk back to us. So we love that.
Well, I have to add also that a lot of times, you know, we forget as women that men at the holiday time like, you know, saws and, you know, stuff from Home Depot and stuff for men, like not just clothing or a tie.
Right.
So our product, Santa's Choice, the promotion of it, is really a lot of fun for anyone who's shopping for anyone in the family.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, now, Bart, I know you're a best-selling author. I know your latest book, The Art of the CEO, which has been a really amazing. If you haven't had the chance to read The Art of the CEO, you should check it out. But tell me, as an author, what's your perspective on an awards program?
Two things. I cannot stress how strongly important it is for an author or any business owner to get that award, because what it shows is an element of character. From a publishing standpoint, this shows that your house is not part of the greed system that makes most companies revile around business time. Rather, the Santa's Choice Award, this shows that you're a give-back firm, and that is something that we all need, well, and frankly, we all could use around this.
Help me understand how the Santa's Choice Awards is a give-back firm. So what's going on there?
The Santa's Choice Award, for every submission that is entered, a proceed will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a 501c3 pending organization, which benefits underprivileged children and a lot of different charities.
Wow.
And also, with the submission process, the samples that are given to our Mariah Media for the reviews, there's one sample from every product that's entered that goes also to underprivileged foundations and charities that we have selected.
That's great.
Yeah, for the holiday season and all year long.
Wonderful. Okay, so with all these things in one spot, when, if I want to put one of my products or books into the awards process, how would I go about that? What's the submission process? How does it work? What are the dates?
Well, right now, the call for entries for the Santa's Choice Awards is open. It's online again. If you go to santachoiceawards.com or without, you'll end up at the same place. And you can enter into your category. You fill out a number of questions about the product itself, description, upload your photograph, tell us where it's available for sale, and then proceed through the payment of the submission itself. And then it's $275 entry fee, and 4 samples are required.
Okay.
And then what happens is we send out 2 of those samples to reviewers that are qualified by the category,
okay,
for the product, by age appropriateness, and any other criteria.
Okay, so if somebody had a tool, that would go to someone,
right,
who understands tools.
Absolutely.
And if someone,
right,
had a toy, somebody goes to toys. Now,
yes,
is Santa himself?
Yes.
On the board.
Absolutely.
Okay,
he's
so
the head honcho.
All right, so he puts his 2 cents in on,
yes,
whether your product or service is Santa Choice worthy.
If Santa approves, right, it's got to be good. Yeah, Santa is our boss.
Well, you know, if I may, I'd like to have the people be very aware that shopping is a delicate art, and that to get the right gift for Christmas is very important. I tried to steer my wife toward Lamborghini, saying that I need a vehicle.
Your Lamborghini?
That reflected the prestige and forward drive of my career. So for Christmas, she got me a treadmill.
Oh, an award winner, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. There's one more in every minute. But the other thing is that you can find places on the Santa's Choice Award to give and generously donate to a nonprofit in someone else's name. And that, I think, is.
Yeah, you know what? I love that. I have to tell you, I'll tell you a real personal story real quick. When I was living in Manhattan, I actually lived over in Chelsea before it was cool, on 25th between 7th and 8th, and I would go to the post office over there, and they, during the holiday times, and they had boxes of all the letters that children had sent to Santa. And there was an opportunity there to actually read through the letters, select the things that children had chosen, and then mail them off. So in today's world of technology, it sounds like this is the same way that we can kind of do that. Shop for your own family, shop for your own friends, and at the same time, be able to help those less fortunate.
And I also want to mention, too, you know, there's a lot of products out there that are made by really creative people. We have, I'm thinking in my head of one woman who does her own scarf line,
wow,
and she's an award winner. And what we have also available to reach the public so they can see where these great products are is the Santa Gallery Mall.
which is a place that an award winner can actually take a little, like, you know, room in the house, in the mall, so to speak, and then feature their products.
Okay, so we talk about the Santa Gallery Mall. Is that a place I physically go to?
It's a magical place online.
I like that.
Yes.
Because I like to do my shopping online.
Every day. Yes. Well, that's the most important thing. One of the most important things is the trending towards shopping for the holidays online. There's a lot of people who just don't want to go to malls anymore, and they want to purchase their products over the internet. So it's kind of nice that Santa and the elves have given a little easier access.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What else can you tell me about some of the products? What is one, and I know all the products are interesting, and especially the ones that are award-winning, but is there anything specifically that stands out in your mind personally, and not that you're endorsing one product over another, but you're just thinking, wow, I'd love to have that. Is there anything that any of you can think of that you've seen?
The scarf was the one.
The scarf was the one you wanted? Okay.
No, just this one. But there was also another, I'm not going to name the manufacturer, but it was a toy. And it was very educational, and it kind of explained, you know, for children to learn about the states, but it was a large range of ages. Like, you could start, like, the colors, and it would blink and everything entertaining for a youngster. And then as it got more complicated, it would entertain and keep value for that product all the way through ages 8 to 10.
Right.
So for someone giving a gift, you know, those kinds of products, are, especially those with good underlying messages, is what Santa wants to see.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So something that's not only entertaining but educational as well.
Absolutely.
Good to hear.
And then there's fun. Sleds.
Aww.
The traditional things, you know, like, hey, those are the best. Sometimes the cardboard box, you know, is the one that they go for, the wrapping paper the day of the holidays. You know?
That's great. Bart, what did you want to add?
I'm wondering just where Jeannie keeps the sleigh.
You know where it is.
Yes.
It's magical thing.
Well, I want to know, I also want you to know that if any of you are on the Sheryl Sandberg side of things, and wanting to lead in, you can get a marvelous t-shirt that says, behind every successful woman is herself.
That's another one of those products that are fun for someone who's a reader to get as a gift.
Now, is there anything that stands out for you, Colleen?
Well, last year we had a winner of, like, Alex and Ani bracelets, which I love, and they're on my wrist right now. And I know they're very, very popular, but for children's products, there was the game like she was talking about. So there's a bunch of great stuff on the site already.
There is wine on the site.
That's true.
There's a winner in the wine. It's a Chardonnay. And it's actually a small vineyard in New Jersey.
Wow.
And they make their own wine, and they submitted it into the program, and there you go.
And Chardonnay is actually my favorite wine. And when people ask me, why do you have...
23 categories is quite a number, a range.
Yeah, very much so. And when people ask me, why do you have 5 children, I say, Chardonnay.
Well, there are big gifts as well for the holidays. You know, a lot of people are out there buying, you know, gifts of alcohol, you know, wine, and so on for people. So there really is a large range of products, and that's what we're happy about.
That's wonderful to hear. So now... Once that they're selected, how can people use the fact that they've been selected to help market and give back to the community wherever they may be in whatever one of the categories or industries they may fall within? How does that work?
Well, the first thing is that when they do enter their product, they are giving away one of their samples immediately to the charities of the Mariah Foundation. After the reviews are done and the promotion comes in, which is an automatic given...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Ohio Governor John Kasich will announce later today he is suspending his presidential campaign. He abruptly canceled a media event in Northern Virginia this morning and instead will deliver a statement in Columbus in the next hour. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump wants to quickly unify the splinter GOP. Here's Jason Wirt.
After a big win in Indiana, Donald Trump slammed Hillary Clinton over her comments about America's mine workers.
She was talking about the miners as if they were just numbers. And she was talking about she wants the mines closed and she will never let them work again. Let me tell you, the miners in West Virginia and Pennsylvania, which was so great to me last week, and Ohio, and all over, they're going to start to work again, believe me.
Trump also called defeated primary foe Ted Cruz a hard competitor. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amway. Amway, a leader in direct selling, just launched the XS Sports Nutrition line, marking its continued expansion in the rapidly growing sports and performance nutrition market. The XS Sports Nutrition line features a variety of products, including pre- and post-workout supplements, energy bars, protein powder, and shakes to help you hydrate, energize, and recharge. XS Sports Nutrition products are designed to fuel active lifestyles by quenching thirst, boosting and sustaining energy, and hastening recovery and building lean muscle mass. According to Amway, everyone can benefit from these products, from athletes to everyday active and health-conscious consumers.
Have been linked to 8 listeria infections since September of 2013. I'm Anthony Lucero.
In Maryland, a George's County police officer is under indictment on charges that he assaulted a 3-year-old girl.
Prosecutors say Francesco Marlett spanked a boy so hard that he became unconscious and suffered a concussion. Marlett had been watching his girlfriend's child inside a home the two shared, and there are reports the child's behavior made the officer very angry. The boy has since recovered, but Marlett has been suspended from the police force without pay. I'm Tom Roberts.
And the service